This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thorne to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So today and tomorrow, it's homecoming, Baylor homecoming.
Sick'em.
Sick'em. So tonight they're going to have a bonfire and extravaganza, 7 p.m. on the Fountain Mall. You can gather for music, food, games, and prior to a pep rally with interim coach Jim Grobe, and just cheer on your Bears.
Right, absolutely. But if for some strange reason you do not want to go to the Baylor homecoming bonfire, there are a couple other options tonight, fun options, both having to do with some great country music. One is the fair, the HOT Fair and Rodeo still going on, and then at the backyard, Wade Bowen. So a couple of good country music options tonight.
Yeah, to get you ready for your weekend
here. Right.
And on Saturday, it's the Fall Fossil Festival. Say that three times fast.
Right.
It's going to be a pretty fun event over at the Waco Mammoth National Monument. They're going to have the Texas Camel Corps, arts and crafts, and just fossil identification activities and treats and eats for the kiddos. So that's going to be from 9 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m.
Yeah, and then also one of my favorite things of the year is Saturday. It's kind of a leading into the Halloween season, I feel like. Yeah. And this is every year the Oakwood Cemetery Walking Tales. So you can go to Oakwood Cemetery. It's from 10 to 1, and there are people all around the cemetery dressed up in costumes from the past. As renowned, legendary, and infamous people who have been laid to rest in Oakwood and hear their stories. So it's a really fun,
spooky
annual event. It was not too spooky because it's during the day, but
it's
a fun annual event.
And also on Saturday is this pretty fun art event activity. It's a beginning watercolor workshop. So in this workshop, you'll receive, you know, specific instructions on how to master this watercolor technique and really just explore the skills that are required for this. And it's $50 per student, but this is a three-hour class. It's going to be from 1 in the afternoon to 4 at the Art Center of Waco.
Fun outside thing also going on Saturday. This is more towards the evening, but from 7 to 11 o'clock on Vine Street, the Waco Knight Riders are having a youth block party. If you're familiar with the Knight Riders, they are kind of a horse riding club.
Yeah.
So they're having a big youth party, and they are asking that you donate one unwrapped toy. So that sounds like they're even looking ahead to Christmas time. And then we're starting to roll towards Halloween. Another neat thing that's going on Saturday is Fright Night at the Right. Ooh. So at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum, which is on Waco Drive, they're having Fright Night. It's going to be carnival games and a haunted house and storytellers and a short play called The Camp of No Return. So that should be fun. Starts at 4 o'clock. And tickets for grown-ups, $14, students, $10, and kids, $8 from 4 in the afternoon till midnight.
Ooh, very cool. And like we mentioned earlier, this weekend is homecoming for Baylor. So that also means there's going to be a football game and that they're going to continue with their tailgate concert series, which is a concert series that happens about 2 hours before kickoff outside Gate D of McLean Stadium. And this week's band is going to be Warriors Call. That's a band from Fort Hood. And this is a free event. And like I said, it's 2 hours before kickoff, and it's going to be at McLean Stadium. But if you don't plan on being around the stadium or going to the game, you want to stick outdoors, you can go to the Cameron Park Blowout, which is this mountain biking event. So a pretty cool opportunity for you to kind of take part in what's considered some of the best mountain biking trails in Texas, those in Cameron Park. The cost depends on the race you want to enter, so you'll have to check out the Cameron Park Blowout website, but that's going to be on Saturday from noon to 5 p.m.
And then also on Saturday, downtown at Heritage Square, which is the corner of 3rd and Austin, is the Waco Artist Market. So this is a joint venture of the Texas Fine Artists and the Waco Hippodrome. It's going to feature fine artists, vendors, and live entertainment. It's totally free, and they'll be there from noon till 6 p.m. at Heritage Square. So if you're planning on parking downtown for homecoming, go to the artists market and then go on to the game or vice versa. So a lot of fun. And then also, as you're winding up your evening at the Hippodrome on the patio, free concert, Wake the Neighbors.
Wow.
From 7 to 10 p.m. So lots of fun on Saturday.
And on Sunday, to kind of ease into your Sunday, there's a children's garden fair at the Carlene Bright Arboretum, which is on 9001 Bosque Boulevard in Woodway. And so it's just kind of a fun opportunity for children to participate in a variety of junior master gardener activities. So they're like painting rocks and identifying insects and things like that. You can also enjoy some fun free music there and take pictures in the Arboretum's beloved annual pumpkin patch. That's going to be from 2 to 5, again, at the Carlene Bright Arboretum.
Yep, and then Monday, heading into the week, we have at the library, at the West Waco Library, where they have the Genealogical Center, they are, for a lunchtime activity on Monday, doing a presentation on organizing your family reunion, all the things to consider. It's a brown bag program, so if you're starting to think about the summer and getting your family reunion together, this would be a great place to get the checklist and figure it all out.
Also on Monday is the Texas Roadhouse Dine to Donate event for Susan G. Komen. 10% of food and beverage purchases at Texas Roadhouse will go back to Susan G. Komen, East Central Texas. So, but you got to make sure you take a flyer for the event with you. And that's going to be from 4 in the afternoon to 10 at night at the Texas Roadhouse that's on LaSalle Avenue.
Yep. And then Movie Mondays are still going on. So every Monday, pretty much throughout the school year, Baylor Student Activities and the Waco Hippodrome coordinate to present a free documentary. So this Monday is going to be Tower, which is a documentary about the University of Texas Tower shootings that happened in 1966. So 50th anniversary of that. It's always free. The documentaries are free, but you do need a ticket. And you can pick up your ticket at the Bill Daniels Student Center or at the Waco Hippodrome. And the movies start at 7. So this sounds like a really fascinating one with special interest for Texans.
Yeah. And on Tuesday, if you have a little one around the house and you're looking for something to do early Tuesday, the Art Center of Waco has a pretty cool opportunity for you. It's a play date with art, Squish, Scribble, and Splat. That's the name of the event. And it's just an opportunity for your little one to explore their sensory and motor skills by using these kind of like art craft goods. This is going to be $6 for the first child and an additional $4 for, you know, siblings. It's going to be from 10:30 in the morning to 11:30, again, at the Art Center of Waco.
Yeah, and another thing going on Tuesday that I'm actually kind of proud that we're having here in Waco is the 2016 National Hispanic Education Summit. This is the 7th annual National Hispanic Education Summit. Hispanics represent the largest minority student population in the nation, and although more and more Latino students are enrolling in college, not many are graduating. So this is a summit to kind of talk about some of those challenges and what we can do. Anyone from an education institution, a church, people from the local community, we all have a part to play in this, so I would encourage you to come by. It's from 10:45 in the morning till 8:30 at night at the Bill Daniels Student Center on Baylor campus. Also known as the Sub, if you're familiar with Baylor campus. And it should be a really interesting and important event.
And also on Tuesday, McLennan Community College is holding an information session for their alternative teacher certification program. So this program is kind of geared towards individuals with bachelor's degrees, but that want to become certified as a teacher in Texas. So the information session itself is free and open to the public. It's going to be from 6 to 7 in the evening at McLennan Community College.
And then another fun thing going on Tuesday is the Helping Hands Happy Hour for the Community Cancer Association. So this is free. It's open to the public. It's at the Baylor Club. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. And oh my gosh, they have what sounds like the greatest raffle in the world going on here, and silent auction. So they have everything from round trip airfare from Southwest Airlines, ooh, Disney tickets, NASCAR passes, ooh, Taylor Swift prize pack, stuff from the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. They have done some work on gathering up these prizes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's 5:30 to 7:30 at McLean Stadium. And you can get your tickets in advance or pick them up at the door. And all goes to the Community Cancer Association.
And also on Tuesday, the Central Texas Audubon Society is holding a pretty cool event with Olivia Osborne, who's an urban conservation assistant from Audubon. She's going to be speaking on raptors and migration, a pretty cool topic right there. It is a free event. It's going to be at 6:30 in the evening at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. And on Wednesday, if you ever really wanted to get that green thumb growing, this is the perfect opportunity for you, because the McLennan County Master Gardeners are going to be hosting their monthly seminar. And in this seminar, Louis McDaniel, who's a master gardener himself, will talk about how to grow plants hydroponically. So that conversation is going to be from noon to 2 in the afternoon on Wednesday at the Pavilion at the Carlene Bright Arboretum.
And then Thursday, a couple of fun things going on. One is a chalk lettering class. If you've kind of seen in some of the home decor magazines and things, this neat chalk lettering that people have been doing at their houses or in their offices, you can learn to do that yourself. It's going to be taught by Sarah Alves of Lettering from the Heart. It's $40 a person from 6 to 8 at the Art Center of Waco. So chalk lettering class on Thursday. And also, if you haven't gotten quite enough rodeo this week at the fair, the Women's Professional Rodeo Association World Finals are taking place starting Thursday and going through Sunday at the Extraco Event Center. It's free. So if you are interested in women's rodeo, you can go take a look. They're going to focus on roping events, tie down roping, team roping, breakaway roping. So take advantage of this opportunity for some fun rodeo action.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week. Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.